Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week so far. The following is a post from the SMA News Today Forums that was published on Monday, February 17th. For this week's motivational post, I want to talk about the concept of living intentionally. You hear people talk about living your best life all the time, mostly in some savvy social media fashion. Often, though, this phrase is used in an artificial way, without any real substance. It's like we reduce the concept of a person's best life to just a checklist. A good job, marriage, a nice house, luxurious vacations, etc. While there's nothing wrong with any of these things, I don't think any of them are necessary for someone to lead a fulfilling life. Yet, we put so much societal pressure on attaining these things. And we also incorporate a timetable into the mix. Be married by 25, have kids by age 30, get a promotion at work shortly after. Those of us who live with SMA often have different things on our minds. These things include managing caregivers, taking care of our health, having a work-life balance, and getting some exercise. We have a lot of goals and needs to focus on, and it's okay if our objectives don't line up with societal expectations. This goes for anyone. Just because you or me might have different goals and are at different stages in life than others, we can still live intentionally. This past weekend, I had a great Valentine's Day weekend, even though I'm not in a relationship. I hung out with my dad at an indie bookstore, went to church with my family, and went to a show with some friends last night. I ate great food, read books, and watched movies. And hey, I still had some stomach issues on Saturday night. Still, when I'm living intentionally and with passion, I find it easier to deal with life's challenges. What's something you do to live intentionally? Or what's something you can do to live intentionally? To join in on this discussion and many others, be sure to register today for the SMA News Today forums. We would love to have you there. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. I'd like to welcome Katie Napowacki back to the rotation of SMA News Today columnists. Check out all of our great columnists at smanewstoday.com. Not only do I enjoy Katie's writing style, I can relate to what she has to say, such as in her latest column, Peering Through the Fear of Fog. Oftentimes I question if Spinraza is worth it. Similarly to her, my post-loading dose progress has slumped back to near baseline. However, I don't have any of the negative side effects, and I still feel the benefits for me outweigh the cons. I respect Katie's decision not to continue with her Spinraza treatments. As her article points out, it wasn't an easy conclusion to come to. For her, this decision allows her to dictate her own life, not SMA. In part, that's why she took a break from writing her columns. SMA has a way of becoming overwhelming at times. Since it's a part of our lives, you can't escape it, but sometimes not focusing on it can help. Can you relate? Head on over to the forums, smanewstoday.com/forums, to let us know. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.